WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to Stoic Morning Reset. I'm your host, Taylor Reed, and let me tell you, starting your day strong can feel like trying to herd cats sometimes, right? Between that never-ending to-do list, emails piling up faster than a freshman's laundry pile, and the constant buzz of social media, it's easy to get swept away in a whirlwind. But what if I told you there's a secret weapon, a superpower, if you will, that can help you stay calm, collected, and laser-focused even amidst the chaos? It's called mindfulness, folks, and trust me, this isn't some hippy-dippy concept, it's seriously powerful stuff. Today, we're diving deep into the art of focusing on the present moment because let's face it, dwelling on the past or stressing about the future doesn't exactly make for a happy morning, does it? We'll be exploring 5 key takeaways to help you master this skill and unlock a sense of inner peace that feels like a warm cup of coffee on a chilly day. First things first. Stop letting your mind race. It's like a runaway hamster wheel constantly churning with thoughts good, bad, and everything in between. Ever find yourself spiraling into what-ifs or replaying yesterday's awkward conversation? We've all been there. The key is to gently guide your attention back to the present moment. Think of it like hitting the pause button on your mental movie reel. Number 2. Cultivate gratitude. Sounds simple, right? But seriously, take a moment to appreciate the good stuff, the warm sunshine on your skin, a delicious cup of coffee, that hilarious text message from your best friend. Focusing on what you're grateful for shifts your perspective and helps you see the beauty in everyday moments. Next up, breathe deeply. Seriously, this one can make all the difference. Slow, deep breaths calm your nervous system and bring you back to center. It's like hitting the reset button on your emotional state. Try inhaling for a count of 4, holding for 4, and exhaling for 4. Repeat until you feel that sense of calm wash over you. Number 4. Engage your senses. What do you see, hear, smell, taste, touch? Pay attention to the details around you. This helps ground you in the present moment and prevents your mind from wandering off on tangents. Take a walk in nature, listen to your favorite music, savor a piece of chocolate, whatever helps you connect with your senses. Finally, remember that mindfulness is a practice, not a perfection game. Some days will be easier than others. Don't beat yourself up if your mind starts to wander. Just gently guide it back to the present moment. Think of it like training a puppy. Patience and consistency are key. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You wake up feeling stressed, already overwhelmed by the day ahead. Your inbox is overflowing, your schedule is packed, and that nagging project from last week keeps swelling in your head. Sound familiar? But then, you remember what we talked about today. You take a few deep breaths, appreciate the warm sunlight streaming through your window, and savor the smell of coffee brewing. You focus on one task at a time, savoring each accomplishment as it comes. Boom. Suddenly, the day feels manageable, even enjoyable. That's the power of mindfulness, folks. It transforms stress into serenity, chaos into calm. So here's your takeaway. Start incorporating these practices into your daily routine. Even 5 minutes of mindful breathing or gratitude journaling can make a world of difference. Remember, you don't have to be perfect at this, just keep practicing. And trust me, the more you focus on the present moment, the less anxiety and stress will control your life. You've got this. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your favorite ways to stay present? Share your tips in the comments below. Let's create a supportive community of mindful warriors together. Don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review if you enjoyed this episode. We'll be back tomorrow with more Stoic Morning Reset, ready to help you conquer your day with clarity, calm, and confidence.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.